This goes to Dr. Stebleton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N. Fax 989-775-1640. Regarding Gerald, it's G-E-R-A-L-D, Stewart, S-T-U-A-R-T. Date of birth 6/30/1945. Dear Dr. Stebleton, this is a consultation for Mr. Stewart, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, which were noted in September of 2022. The patient does report that he's had a history of prostate enlargement, and he used to see Dr. Kirby in Mount Pleasant. He had a transurethral prostate resection done, he believes, in 2022, although it never helped the symptoms of nocturia. He still continues to get up every 2 hours to urinate at night. He denies having a slow stream and no current incontinence, but that nocturia really hasn't changed. He does have a long history of hypertension as well as diabetes, and he was hospitalized for 3 days in McLaren in January of 2024 with right lower lobe pneumonia. He received IV rocephin and then was discharged home on Augmentin and Zithromycin. He did recover, but at the time of hospitalization, his creatinine level was found to be 2.36 with estimated GFR of 27. And then after hospitalization, January 18th of 2024, it wasn't back to his baseline. It was 2.26 with GFR of 29. And baseline numbers are between 1.2 and 1.5 in 2022. So he was referred for further evaluation of the elevated creatinine level. He also has used Celebrex 100 milligram twice a day for many years, every day. And long-term exposure to the oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs should be stopped in this patient. And the patient agrees to taper and to get off the Celebrex now. He will use Tylenol instead. He did recently have a cervical fusion C5 and 6, 3, 8 of 24 in Midland by Dr. Mark Adams. And he is recovering well, he believes. He did have a fall and had to go to the ER, and it landed on his right shoulder. Apparently, x-rays were negative, and he did not hurt his neck. He did see Dr. Adams after the fall, and Dr. Adams felt everything was fine with the neck at that point. Patient denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. He does have mild memory impairment, and his granddaughter is present with him for this visit. He does have some reflux esophagitis that's not currently bothering him. No nausea or vomiting. No constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema and no claudication symptoms. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes. He had pneumonia with hospitalization in January of 2024, hospitalized for 3 days. It was right lower lobe pneumonia. Gastroesophageal reflux disease, degenerative arthritis, obstructive sleep apnea. He had lumbar spinal stenosis with recent surgery, or actually cervical spinal stenosis also, and lumbar spinal stenosis. Benign prostatic hypertrophy, allergic rhinitis, and depression. Past surgical history, he had a C5-6 cervical fusion, 3-8 of 24. He's had a colonoscopy, several colonoscopies. He had a right trigger finger release many years ago, a right total hip replacement, right total knee replacement, and transurethral prostate resection, or resection of the prostate in 2022. Social history, the patient never smoked cigarettes. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is a widower and lives alone, and he's retired. Family history is significant for hypertension, lung cancer, hyperlipidemia, stroke, and arthritis. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to morphine, lovastatin, and etolac. Medications. He's on Celebrex, 100 milligram twice a day, Flonase nasal spray, 1 to 2 sprays to each nostril daily as needed for allergies, Glipizide, 10 milligram daily, Hydrochlorothiazide, 50 milligram, 50 milligram daily, Acular, it's Acular, 0.5%, 1 drop to each eye daily, Losartan, 100 milligram daily, Metformin, 1,000 milligram twice a day, Metoprolol, 50 milligram daily, Omeprazole, 20 milligram daily, Actos, 15 milligram daily, Zocor, 14 milligram daily, Flomax, 0.4 milligram twice a day, and Lexapro, 20 milligram daily. Physical exam, height 72 inches, weight 225 pounds, pulse 84, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 62. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear, uvula midline, neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy and no carotid bruise. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, no palpable masses, no enlarged liver or spleen, no pulsatile areas. Extremities, no edema. Pulses 2+ bilaterally, brisk capillary refill. In labs and diagnostic studies, the most recent lab studies were done 3-9 of 24, creatinine 1.46, back to baseline of GFR of 49, electrolytes are normal, albumin 4.0, liver enzymes are normal, hemoglobin 11.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Your analysis done 1-2 of 24, had a 1+ blood, trace of protein. It was positive for nitrates and had bacteria noted. So we need to repeat that. Hemoglobin A1C was done 118 of 24. It was 7.6. He had a kidney and bladder ultrasound done 2-4 of 24. Right kidney is 11.9 centimeters. There was some mild renal cortical thinning. No cysts, masses, or hydronephrosis, the left kidney 11.6 centimeters with mild bilateral renal cortical thinning, no cyst masses were noted, and there was possibly a kidney stone in the left interior kidney, non-obstructive. The bladder revealed the prostate slightly enlarged, but the bladder appeared normal. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with brief increase in creatinine in January, most likely secondary to the pneumonia. Also, he's had long-term exposure to oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. The patient was encouraged to stay off Celebrex and use Tylenol instead for pain. We'd like to continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, so they would be done again in June of 24 for us. He may need to be re-referred to a different urologist for further evaluation of ongoing nocturia. Or if that is not desirable, maybe you could consider hormonal blocker for prostate, such as finasteride. And the patient will require a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP, is Jose Fuente, MD.